Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. This week's reflection is on Psalm 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God, let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us an object of contention for our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts, let your face shine that we may be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river. Why then have you broken down its walls so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit? The boar from the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed on it. Turn again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stock that your right hand planted, and for the son whom you made strong for yourself. They have burned it with fire, they have cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your face. But let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the son of man whom you have made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. A few weeks ago, my husband and I attended a home show here where lots and lots of companies had their products and services on display, hoping to acquire some new business from the crowd of people who attended. We went along thinking it would just be something kind of fun to see and to get an idea of all the latest housing trends and such. So we were pleasantly surprised to stumble upon a company who would turn out to be really useful to us, a company which restores old and broken furniture. Because we've lived and moved several times over the last 10 years, our furniture has taken a bit of a beating, in particular a couple of our dining room chairs and an end table. So we found out all we have to do is drop off the items, and the furniture makers there will repair the cracks and breaks, and our pieces will practically look new again. We haven't yet seen the finished product, but if the before and after pictures of similar projects are accurate, our pieces should be looking pretty good very soon. There are actually lots of things I can think of from my own life that have needed and received some measure of restoration. A friend diagnosed with brain cancer went through 4 years of operations and treatments before her health was restored near to where it had been previously. Financial stability was restored to a family when the husband was finally offered another job after months of unemployment. Tranquility was restored in yet another household when a troubled daughter relented and sought professional help for her addictions. Again, a fractured relationship between friends was blissfully repaired when one of them humbly apologized for offensive words spoken in anger. Old buildings have become proud landmarks once again when they are restored to former glory. And citizens even speak of their faith in government being restored when laws are passed which uphold human dignity. Yes, furniture is but one example when talking about restoration, as it is something perfectly and beautifully made, only to become scratched, nicked, dented, or broken after much use and abuse. Of course, the big problem with any of these restorations is that none of them can truly be restored exactly to its original condition. Very close, perhaps, but not exactly. And it is also a sad fact that, even if restored, it can all be broken again. Joints in wood get loosened. Bodies weakened with illness are still vulnerable to germs and bacteria. New jobs can be lost when the economies are bad. And even with people, there's no guarantee that a renewed relationship will be a healthy one or a lasting one. None of us are perfect. Reading the psalm today, I couldn't help but think of what a great prayer this is, that God would restore his people, in this case the fickle, weak, struggling Israelites, and again shine his face upon them, giving them back their fortunes and peace within their country. How many of us today could appeal to our Lord for the very same things? Life can be tough, and without Christ, we have no hope at all of being mended, repaired, renewed, or restored in any fashion. God created man perfectly and beautifully, and it lasted for about, well, I don't know how much time exactly, but only for about the first two chapters of Genesis, which was shortly after creation. Adam and Eve weren't content with the wonderful things they'd been given, so they disobeyed God by eating from the one tree he told them not to. And since then, we all find ourselves in great need of being restored. And the kind of restoration we need is way more important than broken furniture, fortunes, friendships, or even health. It's a matter of salvation. In Psalm 51, we read, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit." More than the renewal of earthly things for our temporary comfort and pleasure here, we need the renewal of our sinful spirit, inherited from the first Adam, and reconciliation with our Lord God so that we can be made righteous before him and be assured of the joy of eternal life with him in heaven. Because of sin and our sinful natures, we were separated from God, but with the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and his victory over death for our sake, we were restored again to new life permanently. It isn't something we can do ourselves, but it comes freely from God our Father, who loves us and desires all of us to be saved. God's grace and promise for full and complete restoration comes through the blessing of God's Word and the water of holy baptism. As Paul writes in the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5, "He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit." Justified by God's amazing grace through our baptism, the daily activities of a Christian will include sincere repentance when we mess up in sin, forgiveness to others when they mess up in sin against us, and joyful prayers to our Lord God of hosts when we call upon his name only with our petitions and words of thanksgiving for all of his blessings to us. Paul wrote this to the Philippians in chapter 1, verse 6, and the passage is true for each of us still today. "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." Until that final day when Christ returns and blesses all believers with full, complete, and glorious restoration with life everlasting in heaven, we continue to live now with all the bumps, bruises, and brokenness of a sinful world, yet still safe in the arms of a loving Savior, whose face does continue to shine upon us, giving us our faith and the certain hope of life eternal. This faith is the same faith spoken of and shared with all of the prophets, apostles, and saints before us, as Simon Peter the Apostle assured us in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen." We pray. Almighty God, as you have blessed and delivered your people of old, so also deliver us from sin and every evil for Jesus' sake. Keep us strong in faith through your word, so that we constantly behold your Son, who saves us from sin and eternal death. Amen.
Hear, O Lord, the strength of the Lord.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.